Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The FBI warns of a street gang plot targeting Chicago cops. Protesters march in Los Angeles after police shoot an armed suspect. Democrats float a new conspiracy theory about President Trump. Scientists say many confirmed cases of COVID are actually false. Economists rank the most taxed cities in the USA. Also ahead, the betrayal industry in America. But first, the Department of Homeland Security warning police officers in Chicago about a new gang plot to kill them. The FBI says street thugs are planning to shoot on sight members of law enforcement in the Windy City and then post the videos on social media. At least 36 local gangs are allegedly involved in the conspiracy. Two officers in Chicago were shot during a traffic stop over the weekend. The LA Sheriff's Department shot a black man riding a bicycle after he dropped a bundle of clothing concealing a gun. Officers say the suspect was told to get off his bike, then punched a police officer. The department confirming a 9mm handgun was found near the 29-year-old's body. There have been some small protests over the incident. Democrats and their media allies promoting yet another conspiracy theory surrounding President Trump, this time saying that Mr. Trump may have suffered a series of strokes last November. New York Times reporter Michael Schmidt, not a reliable correspondent, claimed Mike Pence, the vice president, was poised to assume the presidency. The story, of course, has been denied. Another New York Times fable, it seems. Researchers now believe many confirmed cases of COVID are bogus. A new report says many tests are simply too sensitive. An influx in lab work has slowed patients' results to more than 10 days in some states as the pandemic continues to cause chaos. Forbes magazine ranking the highest taxed cities in America. Number one, San Francisco. City by the Bay has $1.5 billion in payroll costs, including $450,000 for the mayor. Study found 44,000 San Francisco employees earned more than $130,000 last year. Least tax place in America, Cheyenne, Wyoming. In a moment, Judas would love modern America. Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The betrayal industry in America. Judas Iscariot, the man who turned over Jesus to the bad guys. His story is well told in the New Testament, and there is a reason. Betrayal is a terrible sin, and it is out of control in America. Now, this is interesting. In the criminal subculture, you will be killed or harmed if you betray other criminals. That is considered the worst thing you can do, again, in the criminal subculture. But in the media and legal culture, if you betray someone who is wealthy or famous, or even in a divorce situation, you can get rich. And you will be applauded in the media in some cases. Few examples. President Trump's niece, Mary, wrote a book that sold a lot of copies. She betrayed her entire family. She surreptitiously taped her aunt. That means she had a conversation with her aunt, and the woman had no idea that Mary Trump was taping her. All right? Melania Trump's friend, her assistant in the White House, surreptitiously taped her for a book. She had no idea. President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, while he was working for Mr. Trump, taped him on the phone. Now, Melania Trump's assistant, Michael Cohen, Mary Trump, they did it for money. They all got book contracts. Jerry Falwell Jr., he got involved with some crazy guy, he and his wife. They did some nefarious things, I guess. And the guy tried to extort him, according to Mr. Falwell. On and on and on and on. Ellen DeGeneres. All right, how many people have turned against her? Again, I don't know what Ms. DeGeneres did or did not do, but they're coming out of the woodwork to hammer her. Now, I'm sure you have heard lawyers advertising on TV and radio. If somebody did you wrong, no matter what it is, come to us. And the industry is this. Somebody walks in, says, X did this to me. The lawyer doesn't investigate, just takes the allegation, draws up a complaint, files a civil lawsuit or threatens to, unless the person accused pays money. And then if the person doesn't, the lawyer goes to the press. And the press gobbles it up. Page one if you're famous and rich. But this can happen to you, to the everyday American, because there are only 10 states that prohibit secret recordings. The other 40 say it's fine. So now, in the age of the smartphone, where just a flick of the thumb can turn on a recorder, you'll never know it. And if you're talking on the phone, and if you're texting or emailing, all of that can be used against you if you say something questionable. Beware. We live in a nation of betrayal. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And also check out my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, out next Tuesday. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day, 75 years ago, Imperial Japan formally surrendered to the Allied forces of the USA, United Kingdom, Soviet Union, officially ending the Second World War. On this day, less than 1 month before, the USA dropped two atomic bombs on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Japanese Emperor Hirohito gave up shortly after that, telling his subjects on the radio, quote, "The enemy has begun to employ a new and most cruel bomb, the power of which to do damage is indeed incalculable," unquote. Now, that was the first time the Japanese public had ever heard the emperor's voice. He was considered a god in Japan, even though he wore thick glasses. The Pacific Theater of World War II would rank as the most destructive event in human history. Between 1937 and 1945, more than 30 million people were killed across Asia, including 26 million civilians, mostly during the brutal Japanese occupation of China and Korea. Roughly 115,000 Americans would die in the Pacific, with another 250,000 wounded. The atomic bombs destroyed 10 square miles in seconds and almost immediately killed 200,000 Japanese people. World War II is the most violent event in history, as I mentioned. 4% of the entire world's population was wiped out. 80 million deaths overall, more than 60 million European civilians displaced. And here's something else you might not know. The global conflict also sparked one of the most controversial policies in American history. Beginning in February 1942, President Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, creating military bases to forcibly house Japanese people living in the USA. The camps would hold 120,000 people of Japanese descent. The Supreme Court ultimately ruled that loyal U.S. citizens could not be detained due to cultural dissent. However, the final internment camp was closed in March 1946, 6 months after the Japanese surrendered to the Allies. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.